Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Politibabble Newscast, where we'll be discussing current affairs. I'm Sam Rowe, and I'm joined by...
Brisha Shaw.
And Archibald Elliot.
As well as a star guest...
Kira Sowerby.
Hello.
Yay. Hello.
So, we've got a special guest. First time on the show. Thank you for coming.
I've got to say, I do love the theme tune.
I know. It's very hip and trendy.
Yes, I know. As we are prime examples of.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish I was as cool as you, Archie.
I know. Don't we all, Sam? Ooh, don't we? Don't we
okay.
all?
Yeah, so... I think
Kira's
we're just going to generally talk about things that have happened this week.
Okay,
nope. Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say Kira's here. She's a co-founder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah,
go.
I sort of have a lot of fingers in a lot of pies, really. Co-founder of the Student Climate Network, along with Archie and Emily Thompson a few years ago now. I ran a campaign about bringing refugees from Syria onto the Alaman a few years ago as well. Every so often, I just get passionate about a topic and try and make the island a better place. In my opinion,
it's already perfect.
There are no problems on the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
What problems?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kira. You're going against the official line here.
What do you mean?
Big Brother.
Alma perfect.
Yes. So, this week, does anyone have anything they want to talk about, or can I start us off with something?
Have we talked about Model UN?
Oh, yes. Archie, do you want to...
Oh, sorry, Archie's talking, let me just leave.
Do you want to explain what that was?
Yes, sorry, that was a reference to the Model United Nations Security Council, which we, the three of us, took part in. It was very, very good fun at the end of the day. I was the United States, Sam was St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Most important.
Mighty St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And Brisha was Syria, where at the end of their speech, the US, along with St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and the Dominican Republic walked out. Because they denied war crimes.
I'm sorry, Archie, but what were we supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to deny war crimes earlier so we could walk out earlier.
Well, I said you could walk out earlier and you just looked at me as if I'd told you that you had 10 heads.
No, yes.
It was very good.
Yes, it's very good fun.
Yeah.
Feeling quite snaked by the two of you that you didn't tell me you were going to walk out.
Well, that's the point of it, Brisha. No, you weren't supposed
genuinely, if you had have come to me and said, we're going to walk out if you deny the war crimes, I would have been like, fair enough, because we're kind of bad.
Yeah, sneaky move,
Archie.
But
it's the fact that you sent an email around.
Yeah.
Typical US behaviour.
An email around to everyone and said, if they deny war crimes, we're all walking out.
That is very US.
Yes.
So did you walk out as well?
Yeah. Didn't tell me.
No. As
what's
the point?
I had to. And then, after I was so loyal, he didn't even back
Thank
any
you.
Of our proposals.
Oh.
Got totally backstabbed by the
well,
US.
Well, they got ratted out anyway, so.
Yeah. Hello to what the US is like in real life. We did a very good job reenacting.
Yeah.
By oppressing women. What?
Okay, so this week, Brexit has been back in the news. Have we all heard about Boris Johnson's sneaky trip to visit?
Yes, and his beautiful blue
Brussels.
Passport.
Beautiful blue passport, getting him all over the place. He's gone to meet European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen?
Yes.
Is it Leyen?
Leyen. European Commission President.
Yeah, we'll just
say
that.
Can't pronounce the name.
To kind of have a last-ditch effort to do with talks about getting a deal. And I remember when I first heard about this, I was kind of like, oh no, the fate of Britain's relationship with all of Europe rests on Boris Johnson's ability to give a good impression at dinner. It was such a stress.
Why? He's amazing.
But yeah, what do we all think about the prospect of a no-deal Brexit?
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I've sort of resigned myself to the fact that it's going to happen. I've been thinking about it a lot over the past 4 years, really. But especially after this past week, I think that a no-deal Brexit is increasingly likely, but I also think that maybe things won't change that much. I think that, you know, we've already left the EU and this is just the trade agreement now, but I feel like we, as consumers, won't see a huge amount of difference. We might see some price rises, but I don't think there'll be massive shortages. I think it's been sort of scaremongered a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that the 1st January will come around and it'll be like, oh, now we have no trade deal with the EU. What's going to happen now? And nothing will change.
Yeah, no, I'm
trying to forget that it's happened.
I think Britain will become slightly poorer, but I think the main part of this really is just the relations side of it.
Mm.
We have really, really annoyed a lot of very important people.
Very good.
Yes, and there have been some.
That'll come back to get us at some point.
Yeah, there have been some interesting opinions from Conservative MPs on Twitter over the past few days about how, like, the German Chancellor won't pick up Boris Johnson's phone calls, and it's like,
who blames?
Who blames her? And also, like, you're not really doing yourself any favors if you are, you know, trying to get on the bad side of
if you're putting it on
our European
Twitter,
partners.
Like, if you're dirty laundry on
put
Twitter.
It in an email, okay?
Yeah.
I think, and what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of people are like, oh, we won't need to trade with Europe. We'll trade with America and Canada and Australia and New Zealand.
We have no negotiating power, though.
First of all, is a weird and scary callback to the idea of empire, which is like, they'll back us because they're just like us.
Interestingly, Sam, the Cans...
Kanzuk.
Kanzuk is actually going quite well. And we do have currently an agreement... with, I think, Singapore and Japan. We've already signed two... Singapore and Japan. We've already signed two trade agreements with them.
Well, Singapore was just a free trade agreement.
Yeah, and they are working quite well.
Well, yeah, but the issue is we do most of our trade. Everyone, like, a basic understanding of international trade, everyone trades 90% of their trade with neighbours. That's just how it works.
But if you look at it, the EU do trade a lot with us, and they will create a deal.
You reckon there's going to be a deal?
I think there will be a deal. Okay. At some point.
The EU
not necessarily now.
Not necessarily more than we need them.
We don't need the EU. No.
No, I don't need Europe.
We do need the EU because they do make very good cheese.
That's
Are you forgetting about Max cheese, mate?
Yeah.
Archie doesn't like my
Archie, are you not supporting local businesses?
I never said anything of the sort.
When I'm at uni, the thing I miss most is Allemann Creamery's, like, mature cheddar. Oh, yeah.
They do with little gift box things,
Kira,
We're going to
start shipping cheese over to all the uni students.
I honestly can't tell if you're being serious.
No, I'm being deadly serious.
Max cheese is horrendous.
No,
I stand up and say that.
Waitrose stuff, clearly, Kira.
No, I haven't.
Who knew cheese was going to be what breaks the studio.
We thought it was a compulsory voting, but no, it's cheese.
Most controversial opinion today.
Yes.
Should we mention? So last week we went on the Manon line, and something that unexpectedly caused a stir one of our classmates said that, you know, having free contraception and sanitary products in school should, you know, be a thing. And everyone, you know, took to Facebook in typical Isle of Man fashion.
It is amazing how angry 90-year-old men can get over tampons. I've never seen anything
and
like it.
The main argument they had was, we made do. Why should you have them if we didn't have them?
Because you're all miserable.
There were some excellent memes. If this wasn't a podcast, then it'd be great. But I can't really show you memes on here. But yeah, there were some
great
ones.
We'll post them on the socials.
But Max Facebook came out in full force on the Isle of Man News and Politics. What interesting page
a
that
gift
is.
That keeps giving.
The comments were very interesting. And one of my friends put it quite well on it. Actually, this is on a climate strike post from this morning, was that essentially what she put with a lot more emojis than I can dictate was people on the Isle of Man are like, why do young people not come back to the Isle of Man? And then Isle of Man Facebook is the way it is. It's bigoted opinions, and that is that is what people see at the Isle of Man, and we don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, they spent 18 years slagging off young people. All the young people and they're like,
where are the young people?
come back. We want you here now. We didn't want you past 18 years because you were too young then. Yeah. We want you now when you're still the same opinions. But I think we could honestly do a whole podcast on Isle of Man news and politics.
I think my favourite comment
the whole podcast
was,
is just Isle of Man politics.
All these old menopausal women saying they shouldn't be free. Do you even remember what a period pad is, love?
It's a beautiful comment. It's beautiful.
And then someone was like, when I was at Palakamine, you went to the office and asked for a sanitary towel if you needed one. This was in the 70s.
I think it is like that now. I think you can get free period products.
It's just hard.
I think people feel awkward asking. I don't see why you just don't have them in stalled.
The system that they use now is kind of the red box system, where they have a red box and you can go get it. The issue is, at Balakameen, that's paid for by our head of sixth form, or by individual teachers, which is outrageous because teachers are already underpaid.
Yeah.
To then go, oh, and you also have to pay for your students' sanitary products. Lol, sorry.
Yeah.
Just take out the taxes, it'll be fine.
So are you kind of saying to the government, cut teachers' pay and pay for sanitary products? Brilliant,
No,
sir.
No, that's, we're not. We worked out.
That is an interesting way to interpret.
We're saying, why
to
tax budget better? Yeah.
That's an interesting way to interpret what I said.
Why don't you, spend your money better, please?
Just don't be poor, guys. Come
don't
on.
Spend like nearly $500,000 on a plane that you can't even use.
I must say, joined on the Facebook lines of politics. Mm. I've joined a Facebook group, which is let me find the name of it. I think it's let me find the exact
England Defence League.
Yes, Sam. Obviously.
Hashtag keep them out.
The max person on there.
Yeah. It's a group where we all pretend to be Tories. And
oh,
I'm a Tory.
I've seen this.
I'm in that page. I love it so much.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Join it. It's hilarious.
It's so funny. Honestly, it's brilliant.
I saw a TikTok about it, and I was gonna send it to Archie, but then I realised he doesn't know how TikTok works.
I do. I have TikTok.
Agree with Archie on this one. I also do not know how TikTok works. I have spent so long trying to curate a For You page that everyone's like, once you spend some time on TikTok, it's really great. Like, the For You page is brilliant. But I just get
politics stuff.
It's rubbish.
Yeah
I just get politics
hate
stuff.
It.
You like politics, though.
Yeah. But I only ever see TikToks when people
repost them on Twitter.
Yeah, when people show them to me.
It's all basically, it's a loop. They all do the same.
I've curated a very spicy For You page. Sometimes I'm on One Direction TikTok. Sometimes I'm on Hating Margaret Thatcher TikTok. Sometimes I'm on We Pretend to Be Tories TikTok.
I've seen some people say that horoscope TikTok and like astrology TikTok is very good, but
I've only been on that a couple of times, where it's like what your star sign says about you, and then it's like, oh, if you're an Aries, you're a crackhead.
But, going back to politics, this is the time of Christmas. We can talk about the Tory Jesus. This is a post posted on the group where we all pretend to be Tories. The person asking Jesus for advice says, is it true that I should give everything I have to the poor? And Tory Jesus says quite rightly, oh no, poor families can't budget, and if they are given money, they would only spend it on alcohol, cigarettes, and widescreen TVs.
What I like is
Archie looks at that and is like, yeah, Tory Jesus, you go,
you
girl.
You go. You see, this is
Dana Queen. Sees it as
this is the God I was talking about in our Breaking It Down.
Tory Jesus's Twitter bio is, don't send little children unto me. It'll only encourage more to come. Let them suffer.
Yeah.
Well, we can actually mention now, because we did finish our episode rather abruptly with Breaking Down. In the podcast version, you'll hear our answers. If you haven't got the podcast version, well, you know, go listen to it.
I'm sure you can guess where we are.
I fell out economically right at 4.13, and socially authoritarian at 0.8.
Yeah, I came out economic left at -9.63, and socially libertarian at -7.69.
I am economically... Oh my jeez. I'm economically at -9. And social libertarian at -7.23. Oh my god!
I was in the studio when they were recording the first part of this, and I started doing it with them. And I am economic left with -9, and socially libertarian at -7.08. So quite similar to Sam and Brescia.
Shame we ran out of time to do the last two pages of it for you, but they're questions where they're quite obvious. We are modern society. We don't just
page 5. I strongly disagreed with every single point. So like, it got a bit out of hand. But
you'll hear those in the podcast version. So do pay attention for that.
Yeah. Anything else in this week? Anyone wants to have a little sneak?
Well, we had our climate strike, 10th climate strike today. Brescia was the only one here who didn't attend. Brescia.
I had a music lesson and I missed two. Like, before, if I'd have gone today, I would have missed 3 music lessons in a row, and I just feel a bit bad because I play the violin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Kira's just
do
like.
Do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play tenor horn, which is an in Onken Silver Band. Plugging that.
Plugging the merch.
Yeah.
Shameless. Utterly shameless.
Duff's memorial.
I was, yeah.
Friend Chris Reese, shout out Chris Reese, was plays the drums.
Yes, he does.
Hi Chris, you better be listening.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're no longer their friend. I hate to inform you. Yeah, so we had our climate strike today. I think we saw Daphne Kane, our resident climate MP, climate MHK down there. Yeah. It was quite nice.
I think she was the only MHK who bothered to show up.
Yes. Oh. But you see, Laura Hooper did send a message of support saying he would continue to kind of raise the issue of 2035 being installed, which is very good.
He's on our side. It would be nice to see some people who disagreed with us so that we could have a conversation with them.
Don't comment on Facebook. We much prefer to have a rational face-to-face conversation. Yeah. We can actually respond to you much quicker. And it should be a lot
more level-headed, I think, conversations in real life than conversations on Facebook.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's kind of the theme from today. Well, I think in the time since last week, we've now seen coronavirus vaccine being rolled out across the UK, which is not necessarily political, but it's news.
Yeah, and again, it's not
very good.
Are you guys going to take the vaccine?
If we were offered it,
would you take it?
Yes. Yeah. But obviously, it's to go to people who need it first. And yes, we should just sit here like
disturbing silence.
We don't want these microchips.
Done enough research on it to be like, oh my god, it's so safe, or oh my god, it's not safe at all. So if I was offered it, I would do the correct amount of research. What is for me, rather than just be like, oh my god, yeah, or oh my god, no.
From so far, like regardless of whether it's 100% effective, we've seen that it is relatively safe. If there was some massive development, then obviously that would change. Yes. But I think that's good. Yeah. Always go and do your own research. Don't just take someone's word for it. Mm. That would be my advice.
Don't be a sheep, guys.
Don't be a sheep.
Something that I've just seen as I was scrolling through Twitter is that Kamala Harris and President-elect Joe Biden has been announced Person of the Year by Time.
He's not the President-elect yet. We haven't
voted. I'm quite surprised by that because of the nominations.
Sorry, I thought Trump was still president, of course. That wasn't
so the nominations for Time Person of the Year were Donald Trump, who I would have been very surprised if he'd won it.
Biden he's surely Person
Harris,
of the Year.
Yep.
And Dr. Fauci and frontline health staff, which I was like, okay, surely it's them.
Yeah.
Biden Harris.
And then the racial justice movement with a picture of George Floyd, and everyone was like, that's George Floyd, that's not the racial justice movement. Like, caption it properly, come on. The racial justice movement is, in my opinion, wrongly too controversial to be Times Person of the Year. Yeah. However, I thought that
frontline healthcare workers would be
I
was surprised they put
a shoe-in.
I think Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they haven't actually done anything yet.
Yeah.
even the election, they didn't win the election. The people who voted for them won the election.
The people chose them. Yeah. So we're celebrating now, you're chosen by the people, we should celebrate that. No, they go into the office and they've done something great within office and they kind of succeed at present. They've done really, really well. Then,
celebrate them in four years' time.
Yeah, when they've proven they can do well. At the moment, we don't know if they're better or worse than Trump. They'll probably be better, but,
They can't be worse.
Guys, if it gets worse,
is
I'm going
to... Is that a challenge right here, Kira?
If it gets worse...
We know how good Americans are at not meeting our expectations.
Guys, we have to hit rock bottom to get to the top again.
Are we not at rock bottom?
Not yet. Yeah.
We better stop falling soon.
So now we just have to climb the ladder.
Good luck with that, America. I say that as if Britain isn't a mess at the moment.
It isn't. Boris is doing a beautiful blue British passport job on it.
Yeah. I also just read that they've now said that they believe the British government believes a no deal Brexit is the most likely outcome. So the British government is actually saying this now.
So in the manifesto last year for the general election, where they said they had an oven ready deal
oven
for
ready.
Brexit.
Where is the oven ready deal? Is it burnt?
It's not gone in the oven yet. So that's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
the oven hasn't been preheated.
No.
The oven isn't there.
Yeah.
It's we've still lost, being made.
Guys, we've lost the oven.
We gave the oven provisional contract to someone who didn't actually have an oven.
Yeah. We gave it to someone with
a microwave.
Tory MP's friend.
It just doesn't fit in.
I'm not surprised by this because Johnson slowly and slowly every day is losing more and more faith. Like the people's faith and his cabinet's faith. Yeah. Like,
bring back Thatcher.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, no one ever lost faith in her.
Yeah. 55 Tory MPs disagreed with the tier system this week or last week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's mainly they're all anti-lockdown MPs.
Yeah, well, it's still.
It's. I don't think Brisha's saying she supports them. I think she's saying she's commenting on them.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. No, I support them, Sam. Lockdown is bad.
I didn't want to presume.
No, you know, it's like I can understand, you know, two or three rogue conservative MPs, but this is 55. That is, you know,
that's a quite a lot. Portion. Yeah.
If that happened, like I remember when there was the smaller Labour kind of rebellion against Keir Starmer's call for an abstinence on the military prosecution bill that they were putting through, and the newspapers were acting as if the Labour Party was about to break in half.
Yeah,
like the way it was portrayed was like a civil war. Jeremy Corbyn's gonna steal seats and form his own party, and then nothing happened. But with this, it's kind of just been, which is, and I think it's again another example of a bias towards conservatives in the media. That is kind of really.
But is that just because they're in government? They're the government. But you know, maybe in like 10 years time, if Labour have won, when Labour have won, I should say.
Hopefully not.
You know, they might get away with a lot more.
I do find it really interesting. Do you because Keir Starmer is he's a moderate Labour member.
He is.
And Boris Johnson, who you have disagreed with so often, is a really bad Prime Minister. Do you really honestly still think
Boris will do a better job than Starmer? Yes.
Okay.
I've been quite interested by the polling in the UK recently, because when Jeremy Corbyn stepped down, or actually during the general election last year, everyone said if Jeremy Corbyn wasn't in charge of Labour, Labour would be 20 points ahead, or Labour should be 20 points ahead. The way the Tories have been handling everything the last year, Labour should be 20 points ahead.
Yeah.
And then when Jeremy Corbyn stepped down, they were like, okay, right, it's a shoe-in because they've been trailing behind a bit, 5%. And then recently they've caught neck and neck, but they've sort of stagnated there. Yeah. So it's been quite interesting as to how the public have received a more moderate Labour leader.
It's been a big underreaction. I think they thought they were like, Corbyn is obviously the only problem we have. Get rid of him. It's all solved. It's still neck and neck.
Even though the Tories have made just such a mess.
Well, the thing is, they're in the golden years. The golden years are the first 2 to 3 years of premiership.
They've been in power for
10 years. I mean, as for Boris Johnson, which is why kind of it doesn't really matter. These years don't matter.
Yeah, it's sort of a different party.
The last 10 years were good.
Pardon?
Ciao.
You're
joking.
The last 10 years have not been good. They were good for Tories.
Not the people of.
but you see, in the next 3 years, you'll see Boris's chance. Not next year. I don't want to see the year after.
I'm going to be honest. I am not convinced that Boris will. He will be the leader of the Conservative Party.
But you see the party line differ. The party line will shift to be more electioneering once again.
Yeah. I just,
when it gets to whenever the next election is, it's probably not going to be 2024. Whenever it's next scheduled, I'd almost certainly give you earlier than that.
No, Boris has a nice majority. If he doesn't lose it, he won't be stupid enough to say no.
Even if you don't think that he's going to lose the next election, he is going to lose seats.
Yeah,
there's going to be there's no way he can maintain that. Oh yeah, the red wall won't. The only reason the red wall broke was because a lot of people bought into the media's portrayal of Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah,
they can't do that with Keir Starmer because Keir Starmer is the safest possible option.
Yes,
he's a bit boring.
In all honesty, that's what a leader of a country should be. They should be boring. They shouldn't be a renegade. You know, we've seen with Trump and with Boris that doesn't work well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you want someone who just is going to keep their head down and do their job and not cause any drama. Because, quite frankly, I'm so sick of it right now.
Yeah. I honestly believe that by 2030, in 10 years, I don't think Scotland will be in the UK.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have seen a decisive end to the Conservative control of Parliament. I think we're on long term for a shift to a long Labour period.
Watch this in 10 years, guys.
If I'm wrong, at me.
Series 20 of Politibabble.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a moment to talk about my favourite picture of Boris Johnson.
Oh, no.
When he's on the zip line.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
waving the flags. Yes.
That's my favourite.
That was such
picture.
A perfect impression, Sam.
Yes.
Everyone's got to be watching the video now.
Yeah.
That's my favourite picture of Boris. And I always think about it whenever somebody says Boris. and it's quite annoying because there's a small child called Boris at the scout group I help out at.
And you just think of
and
that.
He's done nothing wrong, bless his little heart.
You just don't like Boris.
He's just called Boris, and every time I say, Boris, come here, I just think of the little flags. The little, yeah. Little union flags.
Well, thank you. That's all we have time for today on Politifabble Newscast. We'll end with that beautiful blue ending.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Join us next week. Thank you, Kira, so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So
I've
much.
Actually had a really great time. Can I replace you in?
Ewan, turn off.
Who's Ewan?
He doesn't listen to it.
Yeah. Who's Ewan? Don't know anything about Ewan.
This is so sad. It's become sad. Hugs and kisses, though.
Bye. Yeah.